lifetime. Take time out of your busy day to acknowledge telephone from a journeyman plumber out in Cleveland.
I'm glad to hear you. I'm sorry I was in security council when you called.
I expected as much, and I just withdrew just as rapidly as I could because I should have known because the United Press carried a story to that effect. Why, Mr. President, I'm a little hesitant to intrude upon you in this fashion, but I am representing the official hierarchy of Cleveland and Northern Ohio, and they asked me if I would talk to you for just a moment. Do you have one moment?
Yes, yes.
Well, on August 28th, which is after the Democratic Convention, Cleveland is officially dedicating a $20 million new public hall, not new in a strictly sense, but amplified and so forth. Now, they're going to have an official ceremony, and they asked if it would be possible for you from your office in Washington to say a few words of greeting, which would then be carried to the satellite, which is hanging suspended above the earth, and then be brought back and start. Your voice would be heard by some thousands of people, plus the fact that you would press a button and open the doors and start about 40 fountains, which grace the new public hall at that time. It would be between 11:15 and 12 o'clock on August 28th, if it's at all possible.
Look, give me a letter on that and let me give it to my appointment secretary. I don't know where I'll be. I don't know whether I'm going back to Texas or not after the convention, but I probably will. But get him in there where he'll have it in the morning. I'll talk to him tomorrow and get right back to you.
Well, Mr. President, I think we could follow you to Texas if it was necessary. Mm. We could do it for just two or three minutes.
Mm. Okay, I'll check it and get back to you tomorrow.
Let me ask you, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. They're being mighty rough on us these days, but we get Congress out, I hope, in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I hope we'll get most of our stuff done.
Well, from mutual friends and my journalistic confreres, I judge that you're in good health. And
yes, I'm fine health.
And moving at the same fast rate that you usually do.
Yeah.
I think that, if I may gratuitously say so, I think that you're shaping up very effectively in this whole more or less chaotic political situation, and I think that you're using extraordinary perception, and I think you're a master tactician in the arena that democracy provides.
Thank you so much, Lou. I appreciate it.
You take care of yourself, sir, and Mrs. Selzer extends her greetings and warm regards both to you and Mrs. Johnson and the girls.
Thank you, Larry.
And take care of yourself.
I will.
Okay, and good luck to
Bye.
You.
Okay.
Waiting.